Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back. We are joined by Chris Farrell, one of the really superstar figures in an organization that is doing superstar work. He is the director of research and investigation at Judicial Watch. He has served on its board and been active in its affairs since 2002. He has been contributing mightily to the output of that organization that has helped in so many different cases do the work that Congress has largely failed to do in terms of oversight, often using as its enforcement mechanism something that is generally not at the disposal of the Congress, namely the courts, and doing so with very considerable effect. One of the things that has been, I'm sure, an extraordinary help to Chris Farrell in his work at Judicial Watch is his background in military intelligence. He served as a military intelligence officer in the United States Army, including a number of its senior studies and a lot of hard practice in the space. These are skill sets that are much in need at the moment, and largely, it seems, in short supply inside the government, so it's valued all the more. Chris Farrell, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It is so good to hear your voice and to have you be part of our team.
Thanks, Frank.
Let me ask you, Chris, about a subject that is getting scarcely any attention at all, but I know you've been following it, and I know you have an appreciation of its implications. Talk about what's been going on in Guatemala of late, and the role that has been played in it by a fellow by the name of Ambassador Todd Robinson.
Happy to do so. In fact, I was down in Guatemala about a month ago doing some firsthand investigation, and I spent time actually meeting with the president, the vice president, the minister of foreign affairs, and the country's director of intelligence, because the challenges that President Morales and his inner circle face are those of a legitimate, duly elected government being attacked by what political scientists and unconventional warfare people would call a Maoist insurgency. And that Maoist insurgency manifests itself as a really unusual sort of hybrid. It's a combination of all the usual sort of leftist groups you might imagine, many of them backed by George Soros and his various tentacles. But also featured is a United Nations commissioner who's been sort of grafted onto the government. He's actually a Colombian who purportedly has ties to FARC, the terror group there. And this guy's name is Velasquez. He is this sort of supranational overlord who gets to call the shots with respect to claims of corruption in the government. No Guatemalan ever voted for him. He's just sort of been put in place there by the UN. He's a mischief maker, and he and a few others, to include Todd Robinson, who you mentioned earlier, an Obama holdover who's now purportedly slated to go on to Venezuela, but he's a hardcore careerist leftist out of the State Department. Velasquez and Robinson together, along with the Soros front groups, are trying to destabilize and delegitimize the lawfully elected government of President Morales and his administration. It's the Guatemalan version of what President Trump faces with the deep state. It's an attempt to subvert and overthrow a legitimate election.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like the American deep state at work in Guatemala. So there's a lot of talk about corruption. Are you satisfied that there's not much there, Chris Farrell, and that actually this is really about kind of a coup d'etat against the state, engineered in part by this U.S. ambassador, former U.S. ambassador, I guess, Todd Robinson?
Correct. I mean, you accurately characterized the nature of what's going on there. This is a sort of vicious, petty publicity stunt style justice where you hold a press conference to announce an investigation, but you never actually indict anyone or have any successful prosecutions. So the press conference, you know, smearing someone is a big event and everyone becomes hysterical. But then when you say, okay, so like, where's the proof? What have you done? Where's the conviction? There are none. He is absolutely without success, this character, Velasquez. But in the interim, he's been successful in jailing any number of people, to include the president's brother and his son. And purportedly, these people are in jail because of, in one case, a $6,000 Internal Revenue claim error from more than a decade ago. And in the other case, because the person was going around giving Christmas baskets to various members of the administration. And so people are sitting in jail over incredibly petty, minor things.
So, Chris Farrell, just to bring this to a close, and I want to turn to the other topic we have for you. This ambassador of the United States has been pursuing with Soros and company a leftist overthrow of a friendly government, with obviously strategic implications for the United States in that part of the world. He's now, evidently, amazingly enough, going to be promoted, I guess, to an even more sensitive post, arguably, in Venezuela, another country that has been already afflicted with too much leftism. And yet, presumably, he will bring that same kind of agenda to bear there. What would the implications of that be, were he to be confirmed to that post?
It's a regional disaster in the making. I don't know who is purportedly in charge at the State Department, whether this is Tillerson or whether it's one of the Munchkins, one of the leftist operatives.
Tom Shannon, I think, is the name that comes to mind.
Yeah, I mean, there's any number of characters over there that are, you know, actively working to undermine the president. I can't imagine that the president or anybody of his ideological ilk, you know, the people that were voted for and elected, I can't imagine that they would deliberately select this guy because he's so almost notoriously disqualified for the position. Nonetheless, it appears that he has been selected to go into Venezuela. He might as well be a member of the Maduro cabinet. I mean, that's how far over to the left this guy is. He will not represent American interests well. The president will not be well served by his performance there. And it actually it throws more fuel on the fire of the whole region of northern South America and Central America, that entire sort of triangle or cone.
It's bad enough the way it is, and I can't imagine fueling the fire, as you say. Chris Farrell, well, we will be following this very closely and raising questions about this candidacy for a sensitive position at this particular time. I hope that his departure might bring some relief to Guatemala, but that's a subject for another day's conversation with you. I did want to, in our closing moment or two, ask you about this character, Peter Strzok, who is being, portrayed, I think rightly, as essentially a Clinton operative in the Mueller investigations, having played a similar role in the FBI previously. Just give us a quick sense of him and what his role suggests about this investigation by Bob Mueller.
Well, he's a key figure, and he has demonstrably been involved in all sorts of mischief with respect to the Mueller investigation, the Hillary Clinton email investigation. He was involved with General Flynn and that mess. And, you know, I can probably argue or make a case that, in fact, he should be placed under arrest and indicted. He should be arraigned and perhaps, you know, released on bail. But I believe that he has committed crimes, that this is not an administrative error or some sort of official misconduct. But I believe that there is a series of crimes that have been committed. I believe that his conduct is so grave that he's either leading it or part of it. I think there's a conspiracy charge that could easily be found in what's been going on.
Well, Chris Farrell, this is a subject we will need to drill down on considerably more and at greater length with, I hope, you as well as others. Thank you again for the extraordinary work that you do at Judicial Watch. You and your team have really helped expose so much of the wrongdoing that's been taking place in official Washington, notably, but not exclusively, during the Obama years. And I look forward to our next conversation with you about all of that. Keep it up in the meantime, my friend. Thank you for joining us.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.